Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, please. I was charged that ridiculous. I didn't pay for this membership thing. This needs to go. Please cancel it and refund my money. I'm sorry. I'm sure you get this a lot because they kind of did a dirty deed here.
Okay, can we start with your zip code, please?
21779.
21779. Your first and last name, please.
Shelly X-Line.
Thank you. Could you verify your address, please, ma'am?
Yes, 20542 Gapland Road, Roseville, Maryland, 21779.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, I'm waiting on that to pull up for us. It should be just one more moment. I'm not sure why it's moving so slow.
Everybody moves slow at some times of day.
Yes, ma'am. You are right. Yes, ma'am. I do see it looks like someone ordered a tactical bag. It's like a book bag you can take hiking, camping with. For $7.95 for the shipping and handling of the product. It does look like it was just shipped out on the 21st, starting
okay,
with your
well,
address.
The problem is that they attached this
6732.
Yeah, no way.
Okay, I do see the tactical bag was a free welcoming gift for the Consumer Gadget Club. It's a shopping membership. And they charge you $67.32 a month for a $199 gift card monthly to purchase a gadget.
No, that was not advertised at all. That was false advertisement. And this is like big time trouble territory for them if they don't cancel this. Because that was not, I just reread the whole thing.
Did you click on the terms and conditions?
Yes, it was hidden in the terms and conditions. And that is not kosher. So
yes,
I need that money back, and I will send you your backpack back or keep canceling. I don't care what, but that's not happening.
Okay,
that might have been something I was interested in if it had been advertised, but it was not advertised like that at all.
Yes, Sam. That it is on the way to your house, so it is going to be delivered. I do see off the $67.32, that is monthly, so I canceled the account. They let me do a 35% refund of $67.32.
Well, you can do that, but I need the whole thing back. Cause that's,
oh,
and I don't
yes,
want anything more to do with that. That was cheating. That was cheating. That's not okay to do. That was very much cheating.
Okay, the most they let me do is 50% off the $67.32.
All right, well, you can do that, and I will call and talk to somebody else about the other part, or I can keep the backpack for $40 instead of $7.95.
Yes, ma'am. You don't have to dispute it with the bank. I'm going to go ahead and refund you the $67.32 in full. That will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. When you receive the backpack, it's yours to keep. Give it away. Keep it, whatever you see fit. But I got it refunded in full. You'll have that back no later than 3 to 5 business days. Your account is canceled. Can I give you a confirmation number, please?
Yes, please. A confirmation email would be great if you could do that,
okay.
Or I can write down a number.
You're going to receive that also, and it's just up to you if you want to write this one down or not. It's going to come up everything in your email. It might go to the junk or spam folder, so please check there also.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, you want to write it down? Oh, I'm sorry. See
you
as in
I'll
Charlie.
Write it down too.
Yes, ma'am.
Just to make sure then. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Go ahead.
See you as in Charlie, 2606-92702.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great Wednesday.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.